Ah, dear hearts, what a week. Sending out great admiration and appreciation of the Egyptian Revolution and the overthrowing of a corrupt and cruel regime with nonviolent tactics, beauty, song, and dance, and a social networking that one can only dream of. Revolution on Friday, into Lincoln's birthday on Saturday, and today, it's all about the love. My parents are celebrating their 52nd wedding anniversary in heaven. My brother's 14th wedding anniversary is today, and my wife and I are celebrating our fourth. Romance runs in the family. I saw the Egyptian Revolution as a love thing as well. That popular uprising had so much love and faith and courage. Did you see how they cared for and protected each other? Yes, they have triumphed, and watching this unfold over the last 3 weeks was a privilege, or as Obama would say, a teachable moment. What did we learn? We learned that there is an exciting youth movement in the world, the young minds and energy that are adept at cyber communication and using it to advance freedom and democracy all across the Arab world. We learned that even when they send in government thugs, to remain calm and nonviolent. We learned that what seems impossible is only so in our minds. We learned that the power of collective cooperation is unstoppable. The underlying causes of the Egyptian Revolution were the 30 years of oppression and dictatorship. The immediate cause was the self-immolation of a vegetable vendor in Tunisia who set himself on fire in protest of failed economic policies and hopelessness. This sparked the revolt in Tunisia and spread like wildfire into Egypt. They say Yemen, Iran, Jordan, Algeria, and Syria are poised on the precipice of revolution as well. I say, huzzah, inshallah. That means God willing. People wonder if the same kind of popular revolt could happen here. And what with the unemployment rate, unprecedented foreclosures, food and gas prices going up, the gutting of the U.S. economy by corporate raiders in cahoots with the feds. Yeah, people are scared and angry. But the likelihood of a nonviolent overthrow of the government does not seem destined for us. Why? Well, first and foremost, one of the key factors to the success of Egypt's revolution was the fact that they were all Egyptians. Egypt is not a melting pot like the U.S. supposedly is. We are not one people. We don't care for each other or pretend to love each other in America. Class and racial divisions are dangerous, mean, violent, and resentful. The power of unity, similarity, like-mindedness, common ground is essential for that kind of victory. We have nothing like that in this country. The other extremely obvious difference is that our civilian population is armed to the teeth. 287 million guns. The Egyptians were unarmed. They did have knives and used them for self-defense and protecting their neighborhoods, businesses, hospitals, and so on. But they did not have a civilian army sponsored by a Second Amendment. The other key to their victory was the alliance of the military. Love, if you will. That was one of the most moving images coming across the screen of this popular movement. People sitting on tanks in the street, the soldiers being gifted flowers and food. Can you envision that kind of accord here? I don't know. Americans are estranged, suspicious, polarized, and looking for an excuse to blow each other's heads off. So what happens next? Well, we ignite an American revolution of self-respect and love. Using social networking tools, we search for the ever-elusive common ground. How do we solicit that kind of fundamental transformation? Well, we start with ourselves. Today is a perfect day to fall in love with yourself. Sure, send your sweetheart some chocolate, but give yourself some flowers too, and a great big hug and lots of kisses. Call your answering machine and leave yourself a message. Everything you want to hear and promise to cherish yourself forever. That could be the key to world liberation, because we all know love makes the world go round. In a what? In a revolution. Happy Valentine's Day. This is Sherry Glazer Love. Please leave comments at my website, sherryglazer.net.